Cheyenne, Wyoming, 1878. Judith McAdams had lost count of how many times she'd reread her brother's letter. "You're wearing out those papers as many times as you've folded and unfolded them," Abigail said. She stood with her hands on her slender hips and a frown creasing her face. Like a mother, the cook and housekeeper had come to take care of Judith when her mother died at her birth. Judith sensed herself growing tenser by the minute. "I can't stop worrying. He'd never willingly skip this long unless something was terribly wrong." He'd been writing to her every Sunday afternoon, without fail. Abigail patted Judith's shoulder. "Remember, there was that time he missed 2 weeks. Let's hope and pray this is like that, and you'll hear soon." Abigail might be trying to reassure Judith, but Abigail appeared as worried as she was. "No, Abigail, it's been 4 weeks since this arrived, and nothing since. If we don't hear something soon, I'll shatter into a million pieces." She unfolded the two letters once more.
"Dear Sis and Abigail, I've been nursemaid this last week. I was out riding Tuesday and found an elderly rancher, Farley Corrigan, half dead beside the road. I took him to his Rafter C ranch and nursed him. We were closer there than to town. When I checked, Al Corrigan's cowboys had been run off, and I couldn't leave him alone longer than to ride for the doctor. Farley was beaten by henchmen of his neighbor, Beau Lawson, and I'm sure it was at Lawson's orders. He wants this ranch for access to the river. Farley never denied him access, but Lawson wants to be the sole rancher to own land on each side of the water's source. The ranch is the prettiest place I've ever seen. Mr. Corrigan's wife died years ago, so it needs a good cleaning. Abigail, you would box our ears if we let our home get this dusty. Otherwise, the large hacienda is in good shape. Love, Josiah. Mac is what they call me here. Los Perdidos, New Mexico."
Judith unfolded the second letter and reread it.
"Dear Sis and Abigail, sorry I missed writing last week, but a lot has happened. Poor Farley died in spite of everything the doctor and I could do. Yolanda Ramirez, from the boarding house where I stayed, came and helped me care for Farley. Before he passed, he signed the deed to his Rafter C ranch and all his possessions over to me, with the promise that I would never sell to Lawson. Sis, the deed is registered and I've signed it over to you. I'm sending it to you for safekeeping. I have a handwritten will witnessed by Yolanda and Dr. Greer, and I'm enclosing it also. You can bring these with you when you come. If something happens and Lawson wins, bring in the cavalry. The local marshal is worthless. I suspect he's afraid of Lawson and is probably on his payroll.